To take us out this week, a piece about compost. It's Solomon Amuzu, our good friend from Ghana.
Thank you so much for being on the show today with Solomon Amuzu. Compost making is the topic of the segment. Good compost is the most important part of the garden. It aerates soil, breaks up clay, binds together sand, improves drainage, prevents erosion, neutralizes toxins, holds precious moisture, releases essential nutrients, and feeds the microbiotic life of the soil, creating healthy conditions for natural antibiotics, worms, and beneficial fungi. Each 4 month growing season, use up to 1/2 inch of cured compost, that is 4 cubic feet/100 square feet, which is about 1/5 of a cubic yard. 1 cubic yard equals 27 cubic feet. 2 cubic feet of a cured compost will cover 100 square feet, 1/4 inch deep. Generally, use only a maximum of 4 cubic feet of cured compost made with equal amounts by weight of mature dry material, immature green material, and soil, or 2 cubic feet of cured compost made without soil per 100 square feet per 4 to 6 months crop to avoid using more than sustainable amount of compost. You should note the heavy emphasis that the grow biointensive method places on compost. The demand for organic fertilizers is increasing while the supply available to each person in the world is decreasing. Soon, few fertilizers will be available at a reasonable prices. Also, the materials used to produce chemical fertilizers are becoming less available. Materials for grow biointensive compost, on the other hand, are plant and soil, which can be produced in sustained way by a healthy garden. These compostable materials can be produced indefinitely if we take care of our soils and do not exhaust them. In fact, 96% of the total amount of nutrient needed for plant growth processes are obtained as plants use the sun's energy to work on elements already in the air and water. Compost, soil, manure, wood ash, nitrogen from legumes, and nutrient from the growth of certain kinds of herbs and weeds in the base supply the 4% of plant diet not provided by the air and water. Grow biointensive compost is high in most major and trace minerals. It also contains nitrogen, and which made properly can be high in nitrogen. Periodically, growing legumes such as peas, beans, clover, alfalfa, and veg in planting beds will provide nitrogen too. The nitrogen that the legume fixes from the air is released when the root system, the stem, and leaves decompose back into the soil. Thank you for being with me. I'm Solomon Amuzu. Bye-bye.